I remember when I got my first car and Dad handed me the keys. I had my license, I had the authority to drive. God's given us authority on this earth. Do you know what that authority covers? Well, you'll find out today. Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. So glad you could join us today and take time out of your busy schedule to be with us. But I think you're going to be blessed for it because we've really been talking about something that will save your life, literally. Save your family's life. Save the people around you who happen to be with you's life. So if you missed any of last week or this week, please go back online and watch that because you really need to get an understanding about God's perfect protection for your life. And that's what we've been talking about, focusing mainly on Psalm 91, going through that through the scriptures and talking about what's God's obligations and the protection, but also what's your obligations. What are you supposed to be doing? You know, God has his part, but if you're not doing your part, then God's hands can be tied. He doesn't have a right to work on your behalf if you're not doing what the Scripture tells you you should be doing for that perfect protection. And so in talking about that, we have an expert here with us on the Bible. I consider you an expert, Keith.
Well,
how's that?
Kind, John.
Brother Keith Moore, Brother so John. Glad you could be here. And you know what makes you an expert is your ability to hear from God. God's the expert. God wrote the book.
Yeah.
And we get everything we get it through him and by him and the Holy Spirit. And so Keith has a way to come through these scriptures and break it down and bring it to you on a, this is how you live. This is how you go from day to day. This is how you're going to be successful in life. Now, Keith has a church there in Branson, Missouri, Faith Life Church. If you're anywhere up there in the area, you need to go by and see. He and Phyllis are doing such a wonderful work there and around the world. And so please go by and see that church and visit it because you're going to be blessed when you do because they're going to teach you how to do these very things.
Yeah.
It's going to be a daily walk there at that church on how to live by God's word. And in doing so, you're going to be very successful. Now, Brother Keith, you can't talk about protection without talking about this, and that is you have authority in this earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are asking God to do this and do that and act on their behalf. Oh, I hope he will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope it's his will that he would do that. And really, he's given you the authority on this earth to command, to speak to things.
Mm-hmm.
You speak to that storm or you speak to that sickness or you speak to whatever the case may be, a family member who's having some personal problems. Whatever it is, you have the right and the ability to speak unto that. I mean, the Word makes it pretty clear about that, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And in this 91st Psalm, like you're saying, there's our part, there's God's part. And it progresses right down through the Psalm in Psalm 91. You say of the Lord, he's my refuge. God said, surely I'll take care of you and deliver you. I'll cover you. It went on to say, don't be afraid. That's our part. Don't be afraid. And if you will, he said, nothing will touch you. No pestilence, not in the daytime, nighttime. 1,000 to fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but it won't touch you. We talked about God said he's going to put his angels over us to protect us. That's his part. Again, his response to us saying, God's my God. Mm-hmm. But down in verse 13 of the 91st Psalm, it gets into this area that you're referring to today. You shall tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, and the dragon shall you trample under feet.
He's talking about us right there.
Says you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is something that you and I and all of us believers have to do. And you, if you go to Luke, you know, Jesus said that. He said, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Well, think about the symbology, the language, serpents, scorpions, what are they? These are things that bite, things that sting, things that hurt, things that can injure or kill. Mm-hmm. And so he's talking about dangerous things. And the graphic, the figure of the foot on, you shall tread on, has to do with you being over it, you having authority over it. And that is something that Jesus taught us when he walked the earth. That's how he operated. When something came up that was trying to hurt them, trying to injure them, he stood up and spoke to it and commanded it to change, and it obeyed him.
The example would be when he was on the ship.
Exactly.
And or he was out walking on water, and he spoke to the storm, peace be still.
Exactly.
He wouldn't asking God to do that for him.
Wasn't
now,
prayer.
Is it because he's the Son of God and he can do that? I mean, or do we have the same ability to do that as well?
No, John, he wasn't operating as the Son of
God. He was operating as man.
He was. Philippians says he laid aside his mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men. And Jesus taught us just the faith principle when, you know, he spoke to that fig tree. Said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. It dried up from the roots. It obeyed his words. And some people would say, well, yeah, well, he's Jesus. He's the Son of God. He could do that. But he used it as an example to teach his disciples. And in Matthew 21, he said, if you had faith and don't doubt, you could not only do that which is done to the fig tree, but if you said to the mountain, be removed, it would obey you. Well, he's telling them they could do what he just did, speaking to the fig tree, and they could do something bigger, speaking to the mountain. And that's what John 14 says, the one that believes on me, Jesus said, the works I do, you'll do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father. So yes, he was doing that not as our substitute, but as our example. And we're taught to do what he did. That verse that you referred to in Luke 8, where the storm came. Mm-hmm. Let me read that in Luke 8, 23. It said, the disciples were asleep and a squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped. And the NIV says they were in great danger, not just in their minds. They actually were in danger of sinking and drowning. Mm-hmm. But the Bible said, and in verse 24, this is Luke 8:24, said Jesus got up and gave an order to the wind and gave an order to the stormy water. That's the English version. And that's so important to note that. Not prayer, like you were saying. He's not talking to the Father. He gave an order to the water that was trying to come in the boat and swamp them. He gave an order to the wind that was pushing the water and causing the turbulence. He got up, he gave an order to the wind and to the stormy water, and they quieted down, and there was a great calm. And a lot of times people would just say, well, that's amazing, yeah, Jesus could do that. But the very next phrase, verse 2, that was 24, verse 25, he turns to his disciples and said, where was your faith? Hmm. Well, why would he say that to them?
Because if they couldn't have done it.
Yeah. I mean, he would have said, now,
because he was asleep down in the bottom
exactly.
of the ship, right? Now, he didn't have any fear in him, did he?
Not at all.
He was down there
sleeping.
Taking him a little nap, and they had to come wake him because of the storm.
They came and shook him and said, Jesus, get up. Don't you know we're all going to die out here? Don't you care? They actually said two things, and this is a lot of teaching in here. We're going to perish, but then don't you care that we're all going to drown out here? And see, both of those, faith works by love. When you know how much God loves you, you won't question his concern for you. And even in the midst of, you know, what could be fearful situation, you'll stay calm because you know God loves you. He's going to take care of you. He's going to get through. But when he got up, he spoke to it. Yeah, like you're saying, when he says, where's your faith? The implication is, why'd you wake me up? Why didn't you take care of this? And it's not like they hadn't seen him operating like this for months and months. Now, this is by now he's expecting them to be catching on. This is how you operate. And not only that, but I know also in Luke, just a few chapters before that, in the fourth chapter, when Peter's mother-in-law was sick, had a great fever, which means she was delirious, I guess, and Jesus stood over her. And the Bible said he rebuked the fever. Now, I read that some years ago and I thought, well, now hold on. Jesus is not talking to Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus is not praying to the Father. He's talking to a fever. Just like he talked to wind and waves and the tree, he talked to the fever. And I thought, can fevers hear? And the very next phrase said, and it left her. And I thought, yep.
Yeah, I guess it heard.
Fevers can hear. And then I realized if fever can hear, high blood pressure can hear, cancer can hear, tumors can hear. But Christians have not been taught to speak to these things or that they have authority over to speak to these things. Christians have been taught to beg. Beg God. God, please make the storm subside. God, please make the mountain get out of my way. God, please make the fever leave. That's not what Jesus did, and that's not what he taught us to do. Mm-hmm. We have been given authority. We've been given authority over all the enemy's power. In fact, let me turn there to Luke and refer to what he said there. He said, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. This is Luke chapter 10. Luke 10. He said, verse 19, I give you power, or that's the word for authority, to tread on serpents and scorpions. Well, that's the very same language that's in Psalm 91.
Yeah.
And here he's talking about authority. How are we to interpret Psalm 91 as our part? You shall tread on serpents and scorpions. Well, here's how you do it, verse 19, because Jesus has given us authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is protection.
Now, some people have taken this a little out of context and out of whack when you think about some of the people that tempt God, basically, by dancing with snakes.
Handling snakes.
Yeah, and all that. And they read here that, you know, we've got power over the serpents and nothing deadly will hurt us. And that's not really what he's talking about here. Is you can just go out and just be foolish about.
Well, that gets back into this, what the enemy was trying to do with Jesus when he took him on that pinnacle of the temple. And basically said, prove that you have faith by jumping off. Prove that you believe the Word of God. And Jesus wouldn't do it.
Right.
Because, see, at that case, you're not being led by the Spirit. Spirit of God didn't lead him to jump off. Who's leading you? And so when somebody says, well, if you really... In fact, I heard a guy say this years ago. He said, now, I just believe that God is in control. And I have so much faith in God that if I stepped out in front of that tractor trailer coming by right now on the interstate, if it wasn't God's will for me to die, I wouldn't die. Well,
or step out there and command it to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's not that. I mean, God's not talking about that in these scriptures. And when you, like, for example, I know you've spoken to many things over the years.
Yeah.
I told a story last week about Dad. There was a tornado funnel coming down when I was a kid, and he spoke to it. And I've heard him speak to many things since then.
Yeah.
That one just, you know, I had the visual effect of that when I've seen it just go back up.
Right.
Tell me about some times where you've had to speak to something, and then it obeyed you.
Yeah.
You've probably had that in you know, living in Tornado Alley, if you will, yeah, up in Tulsa and stuff. I'm sure you've spoken to many storms.
We have. And the thing is, to tie this together, why don't I just speak to the... Why didn't Jesus jump off the pinnacle? Why don't I just step out in front of the truck? We're not just talking about faith and your faith and how much faith you've got to do what. We're talking about faith in God. Hmm. It's not the same thing. I know it sounds the same, but it's not the same thing. How much faith do I have? What can I do with my faith? No, our faith is in God to do what he told us he would do. So we can't go out beyond what he told us to do. I know something, talking about what you were referring to. The first airplane we had in the ministry was the Bonanza. And you guys operated that Bonanza at one time. And, of course, it's limited to certain kinds of weather. And I was new in flying. But I had a full schedule, John, flying in ministry north, south, east, west. And we... First of all, you want to know, am I supposed to go? Don't rush past that one, you know. Am I supposed to go? And there are times I got services, I'm supposed to get there. And I know there would be weather right in the way, and I don't need to go through there. And I don't know at the times, dozens of times, John, that there was a path. There's weather over here, there's weather over here, but there's a path all the way to my destination, and we just buzz along in a little plane and get there. But when you spoke to it, and ministering spirits, go in front of us, clear the way, prepare the way before us, behind us, above us, beneath us, round about us. Speak to that wind and weather. Get out of our way. In the name of Jesus, clear the path. And I mean, I've seen there be a 20-mile, 40-mile swath just all the way and stuff all around it. Now, if I say, well, let me show you, John, how much faith I got. Watch this. And try to do something out of pride and foolishness. Well, that ain't going to work. Because that's just me trying to have faith in myself. But when the Lord tells me to do something, and I speak on, for instance, He told them to go to the other side. Well, then that gives them a right to speak against anything that tries to get them from getting to the other side. And Peter's mother-in-law, they're hosting them in their house, and sickness has no right on them to begin with, so they're within their rights. You know, if I come in your house and start trying to tell you or your family what to do, I got no rights there. I got no authority there. Mm-hmm. But you do. You have authority in your house. Your family has authority.
Well, that'd be arguable sometimes. Just kidding, Marcus.
But you do. And concerning your children, you have rights. And so we need to know, when we say the Lord has given us authority, where does that authority extend to? You know, like I do have authority in my life. But I know a while back there was a storm coming. And it was outside the U.S. And some friends and partners of mine called and said, stand with me concerning my property. This thing's headed toward it. Well, normally I would not have had the boldness to pray about that authority. I don't live there. It's outside my hometown, my state, my country. But because this man has property there, and he's asked me, which gives me a right, then I did. We stood up. Our whole church stood up. Mm-hmm. And we joined with them and spoke against that thing. And sure enough, it went around. It went around them, didn't hit them, didn't destroy their stuff. And you know, that same principle is in operation in James 5 when he said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Well, there's more going on here than sometimes people have thought. If, as a pastor myself, I can only use my faith and the authority that I know I have in Jesus' name in my people's lives to the extent that they give me place, to the extent that they... Now see, by calling on the elders to come, I've heard people say, well, I guess a person could just lay up here and die. Nobody'd come on and check on them, you know. And they think, well, they're just everybody's supposed to try to find out what's going with me and pursue. No, the Bible said let them call because there's legal things going on here. And by asking you to come pray for me, I give you a right to exercise authority in my life. So same thing is true with some dangers or concern. If somebody is submitted to you, somebody has faith in you, believes in you, it opens the door for you to use your faith and exercise authority.
Well, that would be, I guess, you know, like what we do when there's a hurricane coming or a tornado or earthquakes or whatever. When, like a hurricane, you can see them coming usually. Yep. And so, you know, we call our partners because we have... They've made a covenant connection with us.
They already have.
And so we already have that ability to pray for each other. We've already joined an agreement to pray for each other. So we call the partners and we'll you know, tell them, hey, we're praying with you. Mm-hmm. Stand in agreement with us and we're with you.
Right.
That this storm path is going to turn.
Exactly.
And there'll be no harm come to you, you and your family. And so we do that. Every time we have forewarning of something.
That's good.
And we also call them, you know, if we heard something happened, so that we call them and check on them and pray with them. It's amazing how many times nothing ever happened to them. It happened next door. It happened across the street. But it didn't happen here. So that's the same principle. They've given us the right through partnership.
Exactly.
To give us ability to pray for them, which we do every day.
Yeah.
And then we're, you know, expecting them to pray for us every day.
Yes, yes.
And so as a whole, I mean, we're a lot stronger that way, aren't we?
No question. No question. That's what the Bible said, you know, if a man alone can fall, no help, but two, but a threefold cord is not easily broken. Hmm. There's strength in us. And one would put 1,000 flight, two would put 10,000. It's not just two would put 2,000, 10,000. There's multiplied effect. And absolutely, when we join our faith together. But I think that is an issue that I've heard people say, well, my uncle so-and-so, you know, he had a situation in his life. I took authority over it, but why didn't it work? And ask upset. And you ask, well, what was going on with Uncle so-and-so? Was he saved? He loved the Lord? Did he ask you to pray? No, he didn't want me to be there. But I was going to do it anyway.
So they didn't really have a right.
They didn't have a right. And I know in visiting people, and you just want to be led by the Spirit, but I had to learn this kind of the hard way in early days of ministry. People would say, would you go and pray for my second cousin over there in the hospital? And I just said, yeah, sure. And I'd show up. And sometimes they'd say,
Expecting that they wanted you to be there.
Well, we don't want you here, you know. Get out. We don't believe in all that. Well, can I then just take my faith and override what they want? For them, I can't.
Their free will.
Exactly. And I'd be intruding into their life. God won't override their choice and will. I certainly can't and shouldn't try.
Now, a lot of times you get in a situation where you're feeling led to pray for somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe you see somebody in a wheelchair or obviously going through a hard time. And maybe you don't know. Maybe you do.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you come up and say, you know, I noticed that you're going through this. Would you mind if I prayed for you?
Right.
Now, at that point, if they say yes, then are they giving you that right to come in and speak something into their life?
You can tell. Yes, exactly. You can tell if people say yes. Sometimes they'd go, I don't know about all that. Well, then they're not with you. They're not hooked. But sometimes you can see it in their eyes, go, oh, yeah, please. Yeah, please. I just the other day, I was in another city. Oh, it's been more than a few days ago, but I was in another city, and guy I never met, and I saw that he is under some pressure, and he was dealing with some things. And I talked to him about flying a little bit because he is also a pilot. And then I said, well, how about if I pray with you about this? He looked at me and he said, please. He just ducked his head. You know, yeah. So I knew immediately just from his response, yeah, I got access. I got a right. Mm-hmm. I can use my faith here.
And what a great opportunity for a seed to be planted
exactly.
in our life right there.
Yeah.
I hope you're getting something out of this because I know we sure are. Mm-hmm. I want you to stay with us because we'll be right back after this word.
No matter where you are in life, no matter the physical realities that surround you, every believer has access to a secret place of complete refuge under His shadow.
You're protected, and He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep you in all of your ways.
In the CD series, Under His Shadow, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland provide the teaching every believer needs in order to get to this safe haven.
Under this shadow of refuge, you have to hold your place there. And you have to hold your place there by faith.
Invest time in this teaching and learn that Psalm 91 is for you. Your salvation includes prosperity, healing, and protection. And when you order the Under His Shadow CD series, Kenneth and Gloria will also send you 6 scripture cards that focus on the refuge and safety you'll find in this secret place. God's protection is tangible, and it is yours when you reside under His shadow.
To order Under His Shadow, accompanied by a set of faith-building scripture cards, log on to kcm.org and order online. This teaching by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is available on CD for only $15. To order by phone, call 800-575-4455, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Be sure to order extra copies of Under His Shadow to share with family and friends. Order today.
As a parent, we want to protect our children and keep them safe at all times. You know, this series right here that you just saw, it will help you do just that. You know, we have times that we're faced with challenges and so forth, maybe put in a dangerous situation. You don't want to wait till that time to put this word in you. You got to put this word in you ahead of time so that when that dangerous time came, you're ready. That's what will pop out of your spirit, because otherwise You'll just be sitting there going, blah, 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 blah. You know, you won't know what to do. You can't wait to work out at that point. You have to work out before then, so when you need your strength, you have it. So if you order this package, we also have these scripture cards that we'd like to include in it. There's six different scripture cards, and Psalm 91 is one of those, and all the other cards are also protection scriptures. And you can take these with you, carry them on the bus, put them in your pocket, put them in your purse, carry with you into combat, so that when you're sitting there in your foxhole, you're sitting there getting stronger in the spirit by reading these things and putting them down in there so that when you need it, they will come up. Also, to equip you online, we have Keith Moore's has a series. It's a 12-part series that's probably around 12 hours, probably longer than that, of teaching on just what we've been talking about. It's a lot more in depth. He goes into it detail by detail in things that we can only cover in such a limited amount of time. Go online. You can download that MP3 for free. You can listen to it on your little player or your computer, or you can burn it to disk, or you know somebody that has the ability. Get them to go out there and burn it and send it to you on a disk. Because you really need to get this stuff and get it down in your spirit. Thanks for being with us today. And y'all need to come back and see us again tomorrow, and we're going to start wrapping this up. This is John Copeland and Keith Moore reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. Be sure to download your free audio series by Keith Moore, Perfect Protection, an excellent teaching on understanding God's plan for your protection, now available free on kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Gloria Copeland. This is my friend Billy Brim. We want you to join us for some broadcasts. We're talking about understanding the time and day we live in, what the Bible says about the end of days. God gives signs. We should know what His signs are, fixed times, fixed dates. He wants us to know. We'll see you then.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.
Brother Copeland really helped us, and Gloria has helped us to feel very encouraged in our faith, because we found out we are somebody. We know who we are in Christ now.
It raises your expectancy, because you just know when you're all in one accord, God's here, and there's going to be something awesome that's going to happen.
So like Brother Copeland, the message that he has is, it's for now. It's not just what's going to happen, but it's what God is doing today.
You can be set free from bondages, addictions, and it's just a good place to come and get to know the Lord.
Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
In these times, we don't have to be scared. If you're born again, if you're a child of God, you don't have to be scared about what's coming.